I think a lot of us in the community, we had a moment of to celebrate the fact that we did not have to be held to this moment of fear that we had been for a couple of years. And we celebrated to the best that we could. Nevertheless, the first thing that pops in your head immediately, it's the amount of work that we yet still have to do and the officials have to do to make this, given the current circumstances, just with our current immigration system, we took it upon celebrating, yet still remembering that we have children in, you know, detention centers that are in cages, and the articles never stop coming. And we also have a big movement on our hands with Black Lives Matter, and we know that a lot of brothers and sisters that are undocumented are being affected by this also. So it's difficult to celebrate, yet we know that it's one step in the right direction to making a statement as of the work that we're doing to get there.
And certainly there is so much more work that we need to do nationally, but focusing here in Sonoma County, what work has the Sonoma County community done so far to support DACA recipients?
I think Sonoma County has a pretty good hold on, we have lots of great allies. And, you know, the Sonoma County Secure Families Fund, I think, has done an amazing job since the beginning to making sure that they serve all immigrants, not just DACA recipients, but all immigrants with, whether it's an immigration process or funding and support for the entire, with their legal aid services too. So I genuinely feel like that's the kind of work and example we need to replicate more of, not just county level, but at every level possible. Not to mention at community level, UnDocuFund has been key in making sure that the voices of all immigrant families are heard.
And do you have any recommendations for people in Sonoma County that would like to be involved in this, and the organizations that you would highlight that people can work for to support these efforts?
I think the biggest part is donation, is supporting UnDocuFund, supporting the Sonoma County Secure Families Fund, because they do direct work with not just DACA recipients, but also with all immigrant families. When we look at our community as a whole, it is made up of immigrants, and we DACA recipients will never forget about those who don't have the benefits of being one, a recipient of such legislature.
And speaking of the younger generation here in Sonoma County, what hope do they give you, and what advice do you have for these upcoming leaders in our community?
To continue to move forward, we have a lot of work to do. We have to get organized. I continue to talk to so many youth that they might have been in the same situation that I was. At the minute that they can apply for, the more of us there is, the explanation that the more of us there is, the stronger we are as a community. We have so much work to do ahead, and we will do it together as one.